The Professionals. Dr. W's laughter spills into the daily meeting room. In the corridor, her voice wears its strong Romanian accent like a cloak, soothing the women on her ward. She rustles by with a bottle of bright polish she has brought to paint Bee's gnarled nails, the yellowed fronds shaking in her lap. Social worker two slams the door on this vulgar scene, snarling, "I don't like female doctors. Men make better physicians." Therapist one joins in the praise of men, extending her criticism of women beyond these hospital grounds. This Me Too movement has gone too far. Now we're expected not to say what we all really think. Dr. Two nods, his expression grave, a freshly chiseled headstone. The girls on the unit are asking for trouble. Only men should be allowed to wear short pants. Dr. One, "Yes, look at S strutting around in those skanky shorts. Such a whore. I told her, if one of those guys rapes you, you deserve it." Social worker one, "Good for you. I wanted to say the same thing." Therapist two, "I hope she learns her lesson." Lake interjects, "I see other patients wearing shorts." Before the dance therapist can say anything more in defense of that slut, the professionals correct her. "Well, the men are not peacocking around for sex." Social worker one, "That's right, she just wants one thing when she wears those trashy shorts." Doctor two, "And she has those nasty, hairy legs. Disgusting." The professionals laugh at the funny double standards. They know that even if she wanted to shave, her razor is locked away with her rights. B, always in her best low-cut dress, resumes pacing the hallway, head lowered in shame because the doctors have noticed, with the glint of écrasure chains in their eyes, her tongue swollen silent, and the stubble sprouting on her chin.